I got into ballet because my sister was a dancer, and she was very serious at it, and I grew up with it. But I never really understood it because I was, you know, I was a boy playing football and baseball and whatnot. But I thought that because it was from my childhood, you know, it just meant something to me. So when I started to think about worlds to set movies in, ballet was one of those worlds. And I felt that, you know, it really hadn't been done seriously in a realistic way ever. I mean, there's been lots of romantic coming-of-age stories set in the ballet world. And when you see ballet, it looks incredibly beautiful and effortless. It's so effortless that in some ways it looks easy. But the second you go backstage and you see what's going on and you see the sweat and the muscles and the blood and the pain and the amount of dedication, you suddenly realize it's anything but effortless. It's incredibly difficult. And I feel like dancers are sort of cheating themselves by not sharing that with the world. I thought it was important to show how hard it is, how painful it is to create such, you know, divinity.
Was Black Swan the initial idea to make this as a metaphor in a way?
Well, it took a long time. I mean, it started about 10 years ago. That was the first time I met with Natalie Portman. And then there was just a long time of developing it and turning it into something. Eventually, I was very interested in Dostoevsky's The Double and Doppelgangers, and then I saw Swan Lake, which had a black swan and a white swan played by the same dancer, and it was suddenly a real eureka moment because there was a doppelganger in that, and I kind of liked the terrifying idea of losing your identity, the idea that you could wake up one day and someone is slowly replacing you, taking away your life, your job, your lover. I thought that was scary and no one had done it. And then I saw it in Swan Lake. That's what was happening. So it sort of all came together. But then it took a really long time to sort of get into the ballet world and get past their secrecy and to get their trust and to be able to sort of get them to collaborate with us.